Mm-hmm.
Sir, the transfer notification and permanent file on Dorsey, Eric.
Oh, thank you.
From what I've been told, he's an excellent officer. Should make a fine addition to the squad. Will you be needing me for anything else, sir?
No, thank you.
I didn't think so.
Levitt. Levitt, I do not make the final decision on assignments or promotions. I did not request Dorsey. But when an offer is made for additional manpower, I'm not about to turn it down.
Did I ask something?
Well, I know how long and hard you've worked for a permanent assignment up here.
Has kept me going, sir.
There's still a possibility.
Oh?
Look, I don't know how long he's going to be here anyway. Maybe he won't even work out. Maybe he won't fit in with the rest of the squad. Might turn out to be more of a hindrance than a help.
Well, let's hope so, sir.
You know, I wasn't going to sell this stuff. It was all for my personal use.
Date of birth?
October 13th, 1955.
You're 25 years old?
Yeah. I don't look it, do I?
No.
You know, we're talking about a victimless crime here. I mean, if you cops would leave us alone, we'd be fine.
You like being a junkie?
It's not so bad. I'm my own boss. I make my own hours.
But you're gonna die.
So are you.
You got a smart answer for everything, don't you?
Yeah, so far.
We look on his supplier? No, he's not talking.
What's his name?
Edward DeVoe.
Mr. DeVoe, I'm Captain Miller.
How you doing?
You know, Mr. DeVoe, suddenly there's an awful lot of heroin out there in the streets, and we were kind of wondering where it was coming from.
Afghanistan, mostly. Also Iran.
More specifically, we were interested in where you were getting yours.
I already told him I can't really tell you that.
You help us, we'll help you. You cooperate, I can pretty much guarantee I can get you probation. Probably get you into a methadone clinic.
What for?
What for? Help you kick the habit.
Why?
Why?
There has never been a better time to be a junkie, I'm telling you. The stuff is stronger now, it's cleaner, and it's cheaper, too. You know, 5 years ago, my habit was like $150 a day. Now it's 75 bucks tops. I mean, dollar for dollar, heroin is your best drug buy.
Put him in a cage.
I can't put him in a cage, Barnes.
Why?
Because I haven't finished booking him yet. But I'll put him in there as soon as I'm through. Seriously.
Hey,
hi. Can I help you?
I'm Eric Dorsey.
Yeah?
I'm a cop.
Oh, yeah, you're, how you doing? I'm Ron Harris.
How do you do?
How are you?
Ah, Dorsey. I'm Captain Miller.
Sergeant Eric Dorsey, my transfer papers.
Ah, thank you. Good to have you aboard.
Yeah, well, it's good to be aboard.
Sergeant Ron Harris. Sergeant Arthur Dietrich.
No worry.
All right.
Sergeant Stan Wojciechowicz.
How you doing?
Officer Carl Levitt.
Nice to meet you.
Sure. Mr. Levitt will be up from time to time.
But now I'll be going down, sir.
Officer Levitt takes a little getting used to.
Doesn't everyone? Telephone.
Yeah, 12th Precinct, Sergeant Harris.
Is there some place I can stow my gear?
Oh, sure. There's a locker room right around back. Why don't you put your stuff back there, and when you come back, I'll show you how things go around here.
Yes, sir.
Barn, there's a disturbance at a medical building over on 6th Avenue.
Okay, you and Dietrich.
Okay.
Listen, in case I forgot to say it, I'm really glad to be working with you guys.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Right. And, oh, listen, one more thing. I don't know who keeps the pad, but I think I'll just pass on it.
I beg your pardon?
Hey, no problem. I know what it's like trying to make ends meet on just a paycheck. Everybody picks up a little extra knicky-knack here and there. Which is okay with me, but like I said, I think I'll just pass on it. Is that real leather?
Yeah.
Nice jacket. Well, I'll catch you guys later.
This coat on a knicky-knack?
Correct time?
10:30.
Wow. I didn't know I was in here that long.
Yeah, you've been in there 15 minutes.
You still got my stuff?
There it is.
I don't get it back later, do I? Like my wallet, my keys?
No, we keep that forever.
Ah, I see. Listen. I got a little what-if for you. Suppose I was to give you the name of the guy that I got the stuff from, a really big name. If I did this, do you think maybe you could arrange for me to get some stuff, say, sometime in the next, 5 minutes?
No.
Okay. Forget it.
Okay.
Look, I don't have to stoop to your level, you know. I mean, you cops are notoriously ungrateful, so just forget getting any names out of me.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell. But only because you didn't press. How you doing?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all set away, sir.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in, Darcy. Look, before we go any further, I think there are a few things we ought to get clear.
I'm willing.
This squad does not keep a pad.
Okay.
There are no payoffs, no extras, no knicky-knacks. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why you assumed what you assumed, and I don't want to know. As long as you understand that this is a clean squad.
I appreciate you setting me straight. And I don't want to apologize if I offended anyone.
Okay. The point is, we work very closely around here, and you can't do that in an atmosphere of mistrust and suspicion.
Very true.
So, where were you before this?
The locker room, sir.
Barn.
Yeah. Excuse me, but I got a name from DeVoe.
Oh, good.
You must have softened him up. Anyway, the crime bureau doesn't know anything about him, so I want to get a warrant, go pick him up.
Okay, take some uniforms.
All right.
My mistake.
Yeah.
So, why don't we go outside? I'll show you your desk.
Let's do that. I'm right behind you.
Well, somebody's
Mr. Breyer, we're going into the quiet room now.
What do we got here?
Kenneth Pryor, disorderly conduct, destruction of private property, resisting arrest.
Resisting arrest?
We're entitled.
Look, I'm going to do something to stop them. I mean, there are a bunch of sadists and Nazis over there.
Over where?
We picked him up at a stop smoking clinic. It's the New York Institute for Smoking Modification, Inc.
Oh, sure. On the commercials, they make it look so nice. One day you're smoking like a chimney. Next day you're walking on the beach with your pants rolled up.
Apparently, Mr. Pryor had gone to the clinic for treatment, but subsequently took exception to their methods.
They're barbaric. You know what? They stick these electrodes on your arm, and every time you take a puff, zap, 30 volts.
Aversion therapy, popular method of behavior modification.
And while they're doing that, they got you in this room with ashtrays full of soggy, stinking cigarette butts and blown-up pictures of diseased, cancerous lungs.
What kind of ashtrays?
Was any of this done against your will, Mr.
What?
Pryor?
Will? You have no will after they get through with you.
I'm afraid we're going to have to book you anyway. Right,
oh, I am so sick of non-smokers. With their snotty looks and their phony little coughs and their smug, self-righteous attitudes.
Well, tell me about it.
Do you want to have a seat right here, please?
Hey, you smoke?
Yeah. You care for one?
Yeah, sure. Look, I don't smoke any of that low-tar menthol junk. I mean, that's for sissies.
Here you go.
Oh, these are killers.
Thank you.
Is it always this hot in here?
I don't know.
The big guy was going to get me some stuff. It's part of our deal. But he had to go out.
Oh. Well, he didn't mention anything about it to me.
Yeah, well, he told me to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Atta boy, laugh it off.
I'm going to the men's room.
Take care of yourself.
Like I said, I'm sorry about before.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll be in the restroom.
Listen, I know how you feel.
Oh?
I mean, I know what it's like being a new guy.
Oh, yeah.
So don't let it get to you. Huh? I remember when he first transferred me over here. I was the outsider. Had to deal with all their suspicion and resentment. Constantly being rebuffed and rejected. Being excluded from their private little jokes. Took me 3 months to get my own lousy desk.
You want this one?
Hey, forget about it. It's over.
It's a shame, man, because things just aren't the way they used to be, you know? Hey, remember those gift cartons they used to come out with at Christmas? You know, with the holly and the bells and a picture of Santa lighting up? Remember those?
First thing I looked for under the tree. Inside.
Hey, you been warned, Joe, yet?
No.
That coffee looks awful good.
How do you take it?
Cream, 12 sugars.
It's jackpot time.
You got in the box there, Levitt.
Lunch for 2,000 junkies.
I ordered that.
Sir, we made entry to Mr. King's apartment. We found this in a bedroom closet. Looks to be high-grade heroin. Woj's out trying to find Mr. King.
How much is in there?
I counted 57 packets of approximately 1 ounce each.
Well, we're talking a street value of over $2 million here.
I was never even here.
What is it with that guy, anyway?
He does seem to have a rather low opinion of us.
I had a long talk with him. I thought I had him convinced.
But I don't see why we should have to convince anybody that we're not on the take. Maybe you ought to just be transferred out of here.
New man not working out?
Want to take care of that stuff, Levitt?
Certainly. I'll put in lockup.
Contact the narcotics task force and Tell him we'll keep him apprised.
Yes, sir. And I'll be downstairs if things worsen.
Do you happen to have a cigarette on you?
I don't smoke.
I've been trying to cut down. But you don't know how tough it is.
Must be hell.
They told me to see a Captain Miller. I'm Bill Adelson, New York Institute for Smokers Modification.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Ron Harris.
Thank you for not smoking. Hello, Mr. Pryor.
Keep your distance, Nazi.
What happened? Was the voltage too high?
Drop dead.
Or maybe not high enough.
Hey, listen, Captain Miller.
Nothing like this has ever happened before.
I'm sure it hasn't.
I mean, we certainly aren't running some sort of medieval torture chamber.
No one is saying you are.
I am.
Except Mr. Pryor.
Our program is designed to liberate people from the tyranny of their subconscious cravings.
Fine.
And I'm living proof that it works. Did you know that at one time I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day, weighed 250 pounds, and was an alcoholic?
No.
But after counter-conditioning treatments, today I have absolutely no desire for a cigarette or alcohol or food.
Congratulations. Now, if you just follow Sergeant Harris, he'll have you sign a complaint.
Right this way.
Sergeant, what you do in private is none of my business. But when your smoke invades my breathing space, then I have to ask you to stop.
When did you have time for Est? Do you still read?
Well, well, on that.
I am not a crook. Captain?
Ah, Dorsey. Yeah. Got a bit of a problem here. Sit down.
In regard to what?
In regard to your attitude toward us and our rapidly deteriorating attitude toward you.
I see.
I thought we had cleared things up, but obviously not, considering your last remark about the heroin.
What heroin?
The heroin that was sitting right over there. That's gone now.
Oh, that heroin.
That heroin is in the lockup right now, where it will remain until it is needed in court, after which it will be disposed of according to official police procedures.
I assume that.
You don't believe me.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't think you do. And I'd like to know why. Yeah, I would really like to know. I would like to know what kind of people you really think we are.
It's not my place.
No, no, no. Come on, come on. Feel free.
No,
no. No, I insist.
Well, I just figure what you got here is you got a bunch of older guys pretty bitter about being stuck in some bush league precinct who's got nothing better to do than figure out ways to line their pockets.
No, come on, really.
And our telling you that that is not true is not good enough.
You all could be lying.
Charming, isn't he?
I don't know what else I can do.
You gave it your best shot.
Just get in here and be quiet.
Sergeant, look, I really feel that we can work this out by ourselves. Hey, without bothering your superiors.
Too late. King, I assume?
Yeah. Picked him up in a bar over in Lexington. He was, pushing a little cocaine this time.
Oh, well, we'll put this with your heroin, Mr. King.
Heroin? Man, I don't have any heroin.
Okay, man, I got mine, too.
Hey, shut up!
That is. Look him more, Joe. Uh-huh. And I think narcotics may want to have a talk with him.
Hey, wait a second. I don't think we've considered all our options here.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm sure we can work out a solution to this problem that will be mutually beneficial.
I mean, come on, King, get off.
Hold on, wait a minute.
What did you have in mind?
I mean, you got that other stuff of mine. And this coke here is very high grade. Easy to sell.
I bet.
I got a key in my pocket. May I?
Go ahead.
This fits. A safe deposit box has got $75,000 inside. All I want to do is walk out of here.
Let's see if I get this straight. You're offering us all that heroin?
Yeah.
And that cocaine?
Yeah.
$75,000 just to let you walk out of here?
Well...
No, thank you. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want it?
No, but it's real nice of you to offer. Add attempted bribery to the charges.
Oh, nice guy.
On, King. Dietrich, you already got our ID. Rendezvous over to Bellevue.
Well, I guess I'm going.
See you around.
I hope everything works out for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Look, you hang in there. You can kick that habit.
Big talk from a non-smoker.
Hey, man, I'm a heroin addict.
What's that make you, an expert?
Goodbye, Mr. Pryor. We'd love to have another crack at you.
Blow it out your ear!
It's just the nicotine talking. Goodbye, Sergeant.
Mr. Adelson.
My card, in case you ever decide to join the other side.
And in case you do.
That doesn't bother me.
Okay, I'll have him there in 20 minutes. Hey, Martin. Narcotics wants to see him right away, so I'll drop him off and then go up in there.
Oh, okay, fine. Darcy, it's checkout time. You can split.
Oh, yes, sir. Excuse me, before everybody runs off, I want to say something. I guess we sort of got off on the wrong foot today, which was my fault, I think. And I just want to say that I'm still looking forward to working with you guys because I think you're good cops. And I think I'm a good cop. And I just hope that you're going to give me a chance to prove it.
Hey,
sure.
All right.
So listen, anybody feel like we're having a bite to eat?
I know, eat.
I wouldn't mind.
May I?
Go ahead.
12 Precinct, Dorsey. Yeah, I'm still here.
Who was that?
I don't know. But it sounded like that little guy from downstairs.